Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country, Country 106.7.
We were talking during Hot Topics at 6 o'clock this morning about the ER wait times here in town, up to 6 hours when the provincial average is 3. So
not cool.
No, not cool at all. And as you pointed out, though, part of the problem with this is that many of us will go to the emergency room for things that aren't exactly emergencies.
A lot of things.
The other side to that is so many of us in this town still don't have family doctors. I believe the number is over 20,000 still. So,
and also that wonderful article from The Record a couple of weeks ago that talked about a lot of people who are the mental health patients.
Absolutely.
Who need some and better outlet and better support and better resources so that they don't end up in, you know, via police custody in the ER upwards of 30 or 40 or 50 times a year. There's got to be a better way for these folks who need some help and some guidance. And
no question about
love.
And of course, there are legitimate reasons. I think we all probably know them. It's just when you're in the heat of the moment and you go to the ER for whatever it happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it reminded me of, this goes back a few years now, but I woke up one morning. I was working in Toronto, so I was up at the crazy hours of the morning to go to work, and I had a very, very sharp pain in the left side of my chest.
That's a go-to ER right away.
Well,
kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
No.
And then I had a little bit of
Dr. Google would tell you.
I'm sure Dr. Google would. And then I had this kind of tingling in my arm as I'm driving to work.
Oh, that's not good.
I know.
You're having a heart attack.
Well, that's what, but I thought.
You're having a heart attack.
But so this is my take on it, though. So I'm doing kind of the mental checklist as I'm driving down the 401 with a pain in my chest and a tingle in my arm.
Because because you have how many years of medical training?
Well, I know enough. I know those are bad signs.
You don't know enough.
I do. Am I still here?
Kept driving down the road.
But I'm thinking to myself, I don't feel lightheaded or dizzy. I can take a deep breath.
I'm driving a vehicle.
Sorry
if I have a heart attack and kill all the rest of the people.
There is nobody else on
the
highway at that time. But anyway, I know. Perhaps not. But I just,
you have an inflated sense of self.
No,
honey.
I do not.
You
I just,
do.
I
think
couldn't,
you can. Just,
no.
Yes.
No.
You do.
I just could not. I in my mind, it was not possible that I could have been having a heart attack.
Of course not. How old were you? About 40.
Yes.
Yeah. About 40.
Yeah.
Male. Yeah.
Yeah.
You exercise every day. You don't eat any crap food.
No, that's not true. None of those things are true.
You don't have any high stress situations
in your
life.
None at all. Nope.
No.
Nope. None at all. I'm sitting across from some high stress right now. Anyway, I decided.
I'm all zen over here, dude.
I decided I wasn't having a heart attack. And this dragged on for quite some time. And finally, like after like 6 days, I'm like, there's no such thing as a 6 day heart attack, but this pain in my chest wouldn't go away, et cetera, et cetera. So finally, after like 2 weeks, I call the doctor and I'm like, I need to come in and see the doctor. And they say, well, what's the problem? I said, I've got this pain in my chest. And they're like, you should go to the emergency room right now.
Mm.
Yeah. And I said, actually, no, I'm good. I'm sure it's not that. It's just, you know, I'm fine. Are you shortness of breath? And they asked me all the questions I had already asked myself.
Are you clear and see-through? Like, could you just look in the mirror and see that your heart was actually just beep, beep, beating away? And
well,
that's how you...
For 2 weeks, that was the slowest and least fatal heart attack ever had by a human being.
You make me crazy.
I know.
So Michael, what was it?
The point is... If you feel a shortness of breath or a pain in your chest,
go to the ER.
That's all I'm saying.
If you feel a pain in your chest, go to the emergency room. What's the matter with you?
What is that, Seinfeld?
That's supposed to be my Dr. Phil. It's not very good.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Wow.
That was...
No,
I thought it was
wow. See, there you go.
Okay, so what was wrong with you?
Well,
nobody knows.
No.
You want to know why? Because you didn't go to the damn doctor.
The doctor actually figured that I must have made some major movement in my sleep that strained a muscle.
Yeah.
And it didn't wake me up, though. You'd think I'd remember that. The worst part, though, here's the scariest part was getting hooked up to that little EKG machine and having the tests done. I'm in this little room all by myself. My mummy doesn't even know I'm at the doctor right now.
Holy crap.
And they hook me up to all these electrodes to test my heart. I'm like, no, I'm not right. Anyway, I'm fine. I pulled a muscle, I guess.
Strangely enough, your story about chest pains has become a bit of a pain in my ass.
Oh, sorry about that. 6:24.
Go to the doctor.
I did.
No, not you. I don't care what you do anymore. You're a moron.
Okay.
The rest of the people who get the chest pains, go to the doctor. Don't drive your car on the 401 and wait to see what happens. You're
all
a smart
out.
Man.
It all worked out in the end.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country, Country 106.7.